You shouldn't need a game plan just to get out of the car. Joint Relief Institute can help you. Fast, non-surgical, immediate pain relief and covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000.
Welcome into a special sports show live from Las Vegas. It's all sponsored by Circa Resort and Casino. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Charlie Remeliotis. We are on until 9 o'clock. A tough assignment for us, Charlie. Poolside at Stadium Swim. An unbelievable experience here at Circa in downtown Las Vegas. The big screen of sports on, the pools. It's an amazing place.
It's 70 degrees right now. We got a light breeze. I don't think we could be in a worse spot.
No, this has been great. And we are joined live right out of the gate. Mike Palm, Vice President of Operations here at Circa. And, Mike, we have a perfect day here. We were just talking about the Stadium Swim experience, and it is awesome. The screens, you can watch every game going on. Today we've been watching some college hoops, some spring training baseball. It is about as good of a sports experience for a fan that one can experience, Mike.
Well, thank you. First of all, I was told that John Williams had made the trip and was doing this interview, but it's nice.
I know you're a big John Williams fan.
I love
fan.
John and Lisa Dent, too. But anyhow, nice to meet you two guys.
Yes.
Yeah, 365 days a year. It's the only pool in Vegas that's open year-round. In the winters, we're just coming out of winter swim as the weather's gotten better. But, I mean, we can heat these pools up to 102 and make them hot tubs in the winter. You guys are going to get the chance to see tonight. I know. It's really busy in the daytime and the weekends and all that, but at night, these screens really pop with the color. It's like Thursday night's football, Sunday night football, Monday night football are a special experience, too.
The busiest days here, I would imagine, Super Bowl, March Madness. What else on the sports calendar, Mike?
The day we actually had the most people, and you're right, it's Super Bowl in the first 2 days of March Madness, but the day we actually had the most people in the venue because the fire marshal was here for the strict count was Canelo Triple G. It was, you couldn't move in here. Everybody was dressed up on a Saturday night in August. It was quite an experience. So we show the UFC cards out here as well. The pay-per-view cards, and we get huge crowds, 1,500, 2,000 people for that as well.
Do you ever get to just, we were talking about this a little bit, Mike, but yeah. Just sit and enjoy all of this? You've had such you were giving us kind of a background of how you got into the gaming world, which has changed so much over the last 5-10 years. And now here you are running this amazing resort and the D and other spots in Las Vegas. But it's incredible where gaming has where it started and where it is now.
Yeah, there's not too many people I would trade jobs with, right? Honestly, I always thought I'd like to be the commissioner of baseball, but I'm not a lawyer. Maybe commissioner of the WNBA. I think there's a hell of a lot of room for growth there. And I think Kathy's in a little over her head, but we'll see. I mean, there's such opportunity there. It's a fun job. I call it high-priced babysitting, right? I was a school teacher at one time. I just make a hell of a lot more to kind of deal with kind of childish issues as well when people get drunk or lose their money. But it's a really fun experience. We love selling fun. Our owner, Derek Stevens, says fun is an undermet commodity. Not enough people try to sell fun. So that's what we're trying to do, sell an experience.
We were just talking about this off camera with you. Do you ever get to enjoy the scenes and the, wow, this is an amazing, or is your brain constantly in work mode?
No, I enjoy it because there's times when, not so much here at Stadium Swim, but in the sports book where we'll host people, or at Bar Canada at the D, where, you know, like for a long time I was the guy that was in charge of all content. And we kind of came up with this active content management theory. I mean, you know, not enough places take pride in how they manage the content of sports and the sound as well. And you can't just put the games on and walk away.
I love that you said that because I've said so many times, sometimes you just go to a regular sports bar and the bartender doesn't know how to work the TV, or you're going for a very specific game that everybody's talking about and you go on and it's a rerun of something. Yeah. I love that attitude where today was perfect. I was watching Chicago spring training baseball. We had all across the league. Now we have college basketball. The details here you notice very much.
We try. Well, we have a whole team that does it now. And there's a plan and there's emails on Tuesday about what are the screens going to look like on Saturday,
yes.
Sunday. We debate out what game's going to get the sound. And yet we still, we might say game A gets the sound. But when we come here on Sunday, 40% of the people are Vikings fans. We'll make the call to Audible and put the Vikings sound on, right?
I love that.
But the only team we know we're not going to have the sound on is the Raiders.
Well, that brings us in again. We are talking to Mike Palm, Vice President of Operations here at Circa in Las Vegas. Before we let you go, we got to talk a little Chicago sports. You follow it all. The Chicago sports scene is rough right now.
Wait a minute. The savior has arrived. Ben Johnson is here.
Hey, I'll get into that. It is amazing, though, what the NFL offseason is, right? Bears go 5-12. It's gloom and doom. Bears hire Ben Johnson. Bears fans are right back in it. But what do the Sharps say? What is Vegas? What are you guys thinking about the Bears?
No, we think they'll be a step forward, right? But, I mean, so when people tell me it's an A-plus hire, here's the question I ask him. Will you bet right now at even money the Bears will win an NFC North title in the next 3 years? To me, unless you can say that, I don't know that it's an A-plus hire. It's a really tough division.
Yeah.
I do think Detroit and Minnesota might take a step back. I think the Packers are still a young team on the rise. I thought LaFleur did his best job by far this year with that team. So we'll see. But I do say, like, people are so enamored with him. Let's see what happens.
No,
his mentor was John Shoup. Does anybody remember the three years John Shoup was the OC? They ranked 26th, 27th, and 28th in offense. That's his mentor.
When he mentioned that, I kind of cringed. I'm like, that wasn't a great moment in Chicago Bears offense. No, so I'm with you. We get carried away in Chicago with our sports teams. But, Mike, this is an amazing place. We love our partnership with Circa. Thank you for stopping by.
Thank you. I'm excited we're having dinner with the Blackhawks executives.
Yes.
I hear Seth Jones is making the opening remarks.
And Dennis Savard is standing by. He's going to join us live. We've got the WGN crew out here. We've got the Blackhawks crew out here. A ton of fun on the way for the next couple of hours. We are live at Circa Sports in Las Vegas. Kevin Powell, Charlie Remeliotis. Thanks again to Mike Palm for joining us. More to come here on WGN. And welcome back into our special sports show. It's all brought to you by Circa Resort and Casino, because that's where we are broadcasting live from in downtown Las Vegas. We are poolside at Stadium Swim. It's this incredible pool video board setup they have here at Circa. It is awesome. The sun has set out here in Las Vegas. A beautiful day. Not to rub it into anybody listening, but we have had some fun here. The whole WGN crew is here. We've got Blackhawks members here as well. So it's been a ton of fun. I'm Kevin Powell alongside Charlie Remeliotis. Just about 20 minutes to go here on the show. And joining us, our friend from Circa, Aaron Oster, who wears a lot of hats here at Circa. Correct, Aaron?
A lot of hats, a lot of shirts, a lot of suits, a lot of different things. I was talking to people about what the next few months are. I mean, it's like working through, of course, NCAA tournament, opening day, Masters, and the thing that always makes people's eyes open is WrestleMania is coming to Las Vegas. So doing a lot, doing Circa Mania here. So
nice.
A lot of different sports, a lot of different things to do here.
I know UFC draws a big crowd as well.
Yeah, UFC is always crazier. UFC, a big boxing fight. That Cinco de Mayo weekend will probably have a big box. I know there was rumors about that. I don't know how that shook out, but there's always something going on in Vegas.
It is a ton of fun. And we did have a beautiful day here, and we were posted up by the pool for a little bit doing the show at a cabana. Which I highly recommend if you come out here. It's a really amazing experience. You're locked into all sports. Just about anybody you talk to that works for Circa's knows that you guys have a huge sports book here as well inside. We haven't even mentioned that. The sports book inside is unbelievable as well.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Stadium Swim, 143-foot screen, and six pools. But we do have the world's largest sports book inside, three stories, 78 million pixels. Nothing quite like it.
You're not going to miss anything. I also noticed that the sports book inside Circa, there's a section, the Sports Gambling Hall of Fame.
Yes. You're angling to be in it. Is that
no,
what
I'm curious, how do you get into the Sports Gambling Hall of Fame?
All right,
do you have to win a certain amount of money, or do you have to lose a certain amount of money? How does it work?
Both. You know, you just got to be notable in some way. There's a lot of people down there. There's a lot of different ways. There's odds makers in there. There's people who brought business, the sports books, to it. There are big gamblers. You guys have seen Casino, right, with Robert De Niro?
Yeah.
Ace Rothstein was based off of a real person named Lefty Rosenthal.
A lot of Chicago connections in that
movie.
There
you go. And he's in the Sports Betting Hall of Fame
and
there.
Correct
me
if I'm wrong, Aaron, but just not to plug another casino, but right near Circa is Main Street.
Yes.
Which isn't the opening scene of Casino when he gets in the car and it blows up? Isn't that in front?
Oh, man. I got to think of which one exactly is. I don't think... It wasn't filmed. It's supposed to be the Stardust.
Right.
The
yes.
old Stardust is what it's supposed to be.
Is the
made they did film a few shots in the plaza.
Right. You can see some that's where the little lounge area is.
Exactly. Yes, and Oscar Steakhouse and everything. So yeah, just that was filmed all around Vegas. Yeah. You can probably find something around here that was filmed there.
Fremont Street is a ton of fun. It's different than the Strip. The Strip is huge. Fremont Street, we walked up and down it in, I don't know, 30 minutes, and there's no shortage of action on Fremont Street. And you guys play a huge part in it. There's just stages set up all over the place for concerts that break out. There's, of course, the street performers and then the light show above. And Circa, it feels like you're in a big, huge casino on the Strip, but you're on Fremont Street. Totally different experience, and it's a ton of fun.
Exactly. It's the best of both worlds here. You got the Strip experience. Like, a lot of people here downtown here, Fremont Street, thinks of what it was 20 years ago and go, oh no, what am I getting myself into? No, it's great. You got the Strip experience. But then Fremont Street, I always say, the greatest people watching in the world, no matter what. I always tell people, yes, hang out here. Yes, go to the stadium, swim, go to the sportsbook. Make sure to spend a little bit of time out on Fremont Street because it's a blast.
We did see a giant gorilla earlier and on Fremont Street. And I don't know if that's a staple here, but
Definitely right. Something you'll see more often than not.
All right, so we had this unbelievable view of the stadium swim. How many monitors are there total? Is it I think there's 10 and then there's one big one?
I mean, it can be configured in a number of different ways. Right now, as you said, 10 all around with the one big one in the middle. But depending on what time of year it is, what's going on, we can customize that in so many different ways, including just one giant screen.
Okay, so that was my question. How do you guys decide which games go on? And what if there's like a guy that is swimming and it was like, hey, can you throw on one of the hockey games? Like, do you have... would you accommodate that? Because I see one hockey game right now, which is Winnipeg-Ottawa. Like, that's got my attention. So how does all that work, how you decide which games go on which screen?
So, yeah, probably the best job in this place is our Circa content team. Their job is to figure out what games go up on the screen. Our content manager, Rob Tatka, his job, that is literally his job, figuring out at any point what games. And, yes, if there's somebody who's looking to watch a game, they can request it. Won't always accommodate, depending on what time. But right now, probably was requested, or maybe there's a big bet on it or something, so that had to be on there. But constantly, that content team is working 24/7, making sure there's always the right games up on the screen.
This is incredible, because we were talking about earlier, it's like you go to a bar and you ask for flip on the hockey game, and they're flipping through the channels, they don't know what you're talking about. Here, you know, hey, can you throw on this game? You know exactly what you're talking about, and you'll accommodate it. That's awesome.
Absolutely. Whether you're here or, you know, maybe you're a little bit shy, can always tweet at us, at Circus Sports. We'll accommodate right there.
And if you haven't been here or if you don't plan on coming, although I highly recommend, you can get involved with Circa in Illinois. Circus Sports Illinois. This is how our partnership kind of came about. We have another show. Charlie and I will be on the road March 20th, just when the tournament gets going. We'll be at the Barn Hockey Bar right by the United Center. Awesome spot before any event at the United Center. Ton of TVs there as well. So we're looking forward to that. We'll be broadcasting 5 to 7 at the Barn Hockey Bar Thursday, March 20th. That's going to be a ton of fun. Chicago sports stuff when it comes to gambling. We've talked a lot about the Bears. You brought us some baseball notes. We haven't even gotten to baseball tonight yet, but...
I figured you guys would be done with hockey.
it's a rebuild, Aaron. We're working on it. But baseball, I think there's some optimism around the Cubs. I think many anticipating at, you know, competing for the division. I think you look at them as the favorite to win the division, or at least I do. But you have some other notable Cubs bets that if you're listening, you want to get in on the action, download the Circus Sports Illinois app. Run through a few of the notable Cubs bets you have for us, Aaron.
Yeah, as you said, I knew going in the Cubs were very well thought of and would probably be the favorite, which they are. They're minus 120 to win the NL Central. The one that really jumped out at me, so we just posted our AL and NL MVP. Kyle Tucker is the fifth favorite to win MVP, plus 1,700. Otani's the favorite. Juan Soto's up there. But again, Kyle Tucker is one of those guys you don't necessarily think of as like the top guy. But he's well-respected.
Underrated guy. You look at his numbers, and he's been as good as any outfielder over the past 5-6 years.
Exactly. Great numbers. And someone we actually, when we posted, had a little bit of a lower number, but we came in, took some sharp bets immediately. A lot of the really sharp baseball people love Kyle Tucker, love the Cubs as a whole, minus 150 to make the playoffs, and Look, plus 1,300 to win the National League.
Minus 150 would mean you would have to bet $150 to win 100. So that means the odds are good here for the Cubs to make the playoffs, or at least Vegas is viewing them as a favorite to get to the playoffs.
Implied probability of 60% at minus 150.
Okay.
So pretty good there.
Cubs to win the World Series, Aaron.
You know, hard to see that, but you know what? They do have one of the higher odds. Plus 2,500 sounds like a big long shot, but if you're not looking to bet the Dodgers, that's boring.
That's a good value bet right there.
Yeah, I was going to say, if you're looking for that mid-tier, that one that you can keep in your pocket for a while, throw down $50 when you're out here, make, you know, what'd that be, $12.50 coming out of it.
Yeah.
It's not a bad, I really like it, and one of my guys, because he's a Maryland guy, I went to the University of Maryland, Matt Shaw. Can't wait to see what he does this year.
Yeah.
He was
a lot of hype
phenomenal
for the third
in
baseman.
College, flew through the minor leagues, and he's going to be at most places and probably will be here. Third favorite to win Rookie of the Year in the National League.
You have one notable White Sox bet for us, Aaron.
Yeah. I tried to find something for the White Sox, but we do have team props up there, and we have will the Dodgers have the most wins, minus 200 that they'll have the most wins, and we do have, will the White Sox have the most losses, and they are minus 200 to have the most losses in baseball. And we are putting out a lot of bets, and we are going to have some Chicago and Illinois-specific bets coming out. So definitely keep your eye out for those.
What's the most action you've seen so far on baseball, like futures, things like this so far? Have you noticed anything?
A ton overall.
Other than Dodgers and Ohtani.
We did see some on the Red Sox. They were kind of that middle-of-the-pack team. They came in and signed Alex Bregman. So when that happened, we saw some action on them. Houston continues to get action. And we are such a Midwestern, we always see action on Detroit and everybody building on their last
Derek Stevens,
last
Detroit guy.
Absolutely. So we see that there. But of course, look, the Dodgers are the team to be. We're always going to see action of that and priced accordingly.
So if someone wanted to bet on Bears win total, can they do that yet?
Not yet. We don't have those win
totals. Okay, so when do those come out?
Those will probably be May or June, after the draft
is when
we really start putting them up in
agency.
Earnest. Probably in May sometimes.
So we all anticipate the Bears to do everything they can to upgrade the offensive line, which was an issue. They land Ben Johnson, Caleb going into year two, maybe some additions on the defensive line. Let's say things go pretty well for the Bears this year. They get Trey Smith at right guard. They add another offensive lineman, have a good draft. Just right now, what are you thinking the win total might be for the Chicago Bears?
My guess is around eight.
Eight and a half,
that range. They're going to be a very... Anytime that there's excitement, they're always the public team. I don't know if you remember this, but several years ago, there was a point where Mitch Trubisky was the most bet player to win MVP. Because whenever Chicago is good, there's a lot of excitement in the betting community around that. So I think you'll see it. Even if an odds maker might believe that they're a little bit worse, they'll juice it up a little bit. So I'm guessing in that 8.5 range.
We're talking with Aaron Oster from Circa here at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. I would guess, this is just a guess, Aaron, that when it comes to Bears win totals, if you could look at the bets from Chicagoans, I bet you it would be hard to find a year in which the majority was betting the under, because Bears optimism is forever, Aaron. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I think a majority of the bets are for the over if you're looking at just Bears fans.
I'll say this, it's when there's an inkling of hope, the Bears fans are all
right.
Now they will jump off the ship quickly.
Yeah. It's a roller coaster.
If there's no hope, they will bet the under. They will bet against the Bears all they can. But if there is that hope, and by the way, it's funny, you talk about the beefing up the offensive and defensive line, which is absolutely the way they should go. You know, that means they're taking Ashton Jeanty in the draft, right?
right. They'll go a different route that we all anticipate that they will. But It is a roller coaster for Chicago Bears fans, where it really is up and down. You're coming off a 5-12 season. You get Ben Johnson, just like that, the optimism returns.
Yeah, I think there's going to be a lot of optimism, especially if just one decent splash signing in free agency. It doesn't have to be huge, but like, and then obviously you have the top 10 pick, whatever you do there. I think that there's going to be a lot of optimism. I think that, again, just like this past year, they were the Madden team of choice. Everybody knew that. You're going to see that again this year. So it's just, can they get the trenches down?
What's an NFL Sunday like here?
Oh, there's nothing like that. And it doesn't matter if it's the first day of the season or over to the Super Bowl. This whole place, all six pools are packed. It's just a great scene. Everybody cheering for their individual teams. And with, up to 9 games going at once, or even 10 games. Sometimes the NFL schedule really screws that up and puts 10 games at once. Got all the games on there, so you're constantly, whether it's people cheering for their bets, cheering for their teams, cheering for their props, cheering for their fantasy teams. And there's nothing like that. And even, you know, we were talking about what it's like through the summer. Throughout August, you can find so many people coming out here drafting their fantasy teams, having their fantasy drafts out here at Stadium Swim. Get a giant board, you're out poolside, drinking, nothing quite like that, and definitely not too early to start making plans around that.
It's like a football Saturday or Sunday heaven right here. It's an amazing place, Stadium Swim at Circa Resort and Casino. Aaron Oster, appreciate you jumping on, my friend. Thanks a bunch.
Absolutely. So glad to have you guys out here, and can't wait to see all of you guys in Illinois.
Yeah, absolutely.